Join us on the 26th of April 2024 at 8:45 a.m. in Anglican Center, Tanahol A, Religious Complex, for the annual Women's Program in Kingdom Commission Ministries International. Our theme for the event is Settle Me in the Land of Milk and Honey. Our dress code is the Destined for the Best T-shirt. Please contact 6605-6012 to book your T-shirt. For financial support and more details, please contact 7053-9263. Come and experience settlement in your career, business, family, marriage, and everything that concerns you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See you there in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together
for the sisters.
Put your hands. Celebrate them. Hallelujah. If your sister here, please celebrate yourself. Amen. It's not easy, the working behind the scenes and ensuring that the program will be, and it is, a success. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. So our expectation is that all the sisters should be available. Okay. Sisters, just wave at me if you're a sister. Okay. Hello. Sisters, hello. I say wave, wave. Hallelujah. Amen. Sisters, ushers, you're not waving. Sisters, wave. It's an affirmation of your faith and a declaration that you're a sister. Hallelujah. Amen. You're here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Celebrate yourselves one more time. Hallelujah. Value yourself. Okay, sisters, value yourself. Place a value on yourself. Amen. It's very important. Amen. Place what? Value on yourself. Celebrate yourselves. Be happy for yourself. Amen. Because your identity in Christ is what guarantees your supernatural breakthrough. Amen. If you know who you are, if you know what God says you are as a sister, amen, you will what? You will appreciate yourself better. Praise the Lord. You will do what? You will appreciate yourselves better. You will appreciate yourselves better. Praise the Lord. Psalms 45. Psalms 45, 9 and 14. It's not part of the message today, but it is all part of you because it's God's word. Psalm 45, if you can help the sisters project it, Psalms 4, 5, 9 to 14. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are we together? I'd like the men to relax a little bit. Let the sisters read this. Amen. Sisters, are you ready? One, two, three. Next. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline their ear. Forget also thy own people and thy father's house. 11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and what? Worship thou him. Just stop there for a minute. You sisters, you can go back and look at that scripture in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for today. We appreciate you. For the moment, for the hour, we are grateful that you've given us this opportunity again. We thank you for the 30 days and how you've led us through, how you kept us, how you sustained us, how you strengthened us. We thank you for the testimonies. Jobs were restored, cancer disappeared, families reconciled, jobs were given, people got jobs. We thank you for you know, everything that you did. And you are doing even in the midst of us. And even today, Lord, we've come again to reaffirm our identity in you. We're here today to say, Lord, it is you and only you. And our being is in you. We are rooted from you. You created us in your own image and in your own likeness. So from you we draw life and our identity. You rescued us from the pit of hell, from destruction, from darkness. And you translated us and gave us an inheritance in the saints, in light. We thank you for this light that we have. We know that our light will continue to shine. Even though we are in this world, we are not of this world, Lord. Help us every day to affirm our position and our identity in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you know who you are, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. If you're happy and you know, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know, and you really want to show, if you're happy and you know, if you're happy and you know, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know, and you really want to show, usher, come back. If you're happy and you know, stand up. Hallelujah. Are you ready this morning? Amen. Amen. I just wanted you to feel like a baby this morning in your father's house. Amen. You can have your seats. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you know who you are? Do you now understand yourself? Declare to your neighbor that I'm a child of God. I know who I am. God is my father. And because he's my father, everything that is in this world belongs to me. I know who I am. I'm my father's daughter. I'm my father's son. Therefore, all the things that pertains to godliness, it is mine in the name of Jesus. And I'm in my father's house. Relax, because God is your father. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. And last Friday, Daddy was teaching us. He said, I am a treasure, not a trash. I remember that. He said, what? I'm what? A treasure, I'm not a trash. The reason is because some of you think so lowly of yourself. You're a treasure. You're a treasure. Say, I am a treasure. I'm not a trash. He says, understanding your identity in Christ makes you outstanding in this world. If you want to be outstanding, understand your identity. Understanding who you are as a child of God. What God, what Christ has done for you. If truly you can come to understand this, you'll be outstanding. You'll be distinguished. You'll be excellently reverent. You'll be glorified in the name of Jesus. If you do understand. And so he said, appropriate the word of God in your life to enjoy all the privileges of salvation. Apply. Appropriation means what? Apply. Apply the word of God. As you say it, you confess it. As you confess it, you walk in it. As you walk in it, you act. As you act, you believe. In believing, it becomes. And it manifests in your life. The problem with some of us is that God has told us this year that you are destined for the best. However, as much as we say 2024, destined, God's best for me, Christ's blessings on me, you truly do not understand that message. If you do, you will walk majestically, understanding that the best of the best in this life is yours. It's not that you are going to have it. It is already delivered to you. And then he says, Christ's blessings on me. Christ's blessings on me. All that your father would ever want you to be has been handed over to you. It is you coming to the light of the knowledge of the word of God and accepting that, yes, it is finished. Because Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. It is done. All things belong to you now. And that is who you are. We're not talking about arrogance. We're not talking about pride. No, we're saying you taking authority in the name of Jesus and accepting that you are no longer a slave to sin. The problem of the world and the problem of the church, it is not that you do not understand who you are. It is your inability to maintain your sonship and your daughtership. And so people wake up sometime and they become confused. I don't blame you. The enemy has an agenda. And his agenda is to create some form of confusion, working in your mind and causing you to think that you are not worthy of anything. And so you wake up someday and you say, oh, it's not working for me. Who told you it is not working for you? What God has done for the other sister, he can do it for you. What God has done for this brother, he will do it for you. Are there no brothers and sisters in this church that got married? They are. So who told you that your case is different? Who said you will not get married? Have you not seen people who came here without a job and they got a job? Who told you that you will not get a job? Have you not seen people without visas and by the miraculous power of God, they got visas? Have you not seen people from nothing and they became something by the help of God? Are you not seeing what God is doing in the body of Christ, even in this church? A son and a daughter ought to be like their parents. And who is your father? Jesus. Now, you are gracious enough that the Lord is your father. And even on earth here, he has left you men and women, his own mentors, to guide you in the ways that you will go by the help of the Spirit of God. So if you think that the Bible is too difficult for you to understand, and even by the help of the Holy Ghost, are there not people that you can look at and try to emulate their character and become a changed person? What did they do that their life is different? Have you not asked? What are you doing that your life is different? Praise be to God. My identity in Christ. Somebody say, my identity in Christ. So that is said, your understanding qualifies you for greater privileges. Understanding, I say, it's a miracle. A lot of people take it for granted, but understanding, it's a miracle. It is not easy to read. Have you written an exam and you passed the exam? Have you written an exam and you failed the exam? Mm-hmm. Are you understanding now? You wrote an exam, you failed, right? You repeated it. For some people, maybe you even repeated it twice. Maybe even three times. Okay, let's take driving license. The most common example of all things, which as far as I'm concerned, if you are here and you have a driving license, put your hands together for yourself in Qatar. That is equivalent to a master's degree elsewhere. Amen? And so some of us who do not have our master's yet, just know that you have your master's by that driving license. Encourage yourself, okay? Encourage yourself until you get there. Hallelujah. So some people went for driving lessons. It's of no fault of their own. They know they passed, but they failed it. Some came and said, is he not driving? It did not work. Even though they knew themselves, even though they had the license from, say, Nigeria, amen, where I come from. Some of you, I think you think that I come from Thika Road in Nairobi, Kenya. No, I'm from Nigeria, for your information. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I look like a Kenyan and I talk like a Kenyan. Hallelujah. Are we here this morning? Ubarikiwe, everyone. Mzuri sana. Karibu kwa Yesu. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So they understand that they can get the license. They reaffirmed their position. However, they could not work in that identity because they failed the exam. But that doesn't mean that it is the end of you. You still go back for it. That is how it is. Even though you fall down, even though you have failed, I bring you good news this morning. Understand that you are a child of God and the enemy has no power working in your life anymore. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Through Christ. Not by your power. So they went there, said, is he not driving in night? I can drive. I'm a, you know, hello, the Matoke, Matutu drivers. What happened when you got here? You failed the exams, right? Even with all the experiences, right? It did not work. Why? You know that you can do it. But the enemy has a way. This is what the enemy does to a child of God. You know. You pray. You pray. God answers your prayer. But you wake up one morning and the desire to pray is no longer there. That's how it starts. Maintaining your identity is crucial in the days of today. Because now the enemy is working over time. And so as a child of God, you need to work over time by reaffirming positively every day, confessing that I'm a child of God. But it comes with a certain behavior, character, attitude, conversation, companies that you keep, where you go. Your understanding comes with actions. If you say, I'm a child of God, but you still go to that nightclub, no, it doesn't work like that. You still go to that place. Even as I speak now, some of you after service, you're already thinking, where should I go? Hallelujah. Thank you. You were there? I mentioned here exactly what my sister is talking about. Identity crisis. You're confused. But God has not given you the spirit of confusion. He gave you a sound mind. He gave you a sound mind. And so what the enemy is doing, he talks to the mind of people. And I get it. Because out of your heart, this is where the issues of life lies. But I thank God. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm sorry, but see, I don't know how we say this thing that you will understand, but I will try so that you will understand. We are Africans. The things that affect the world doesn't affect us. When people wake up, they say they've lost their mind. It's not for you. You are not that type. Amen? Let me just digress a little. If you see an African man says he's sick, it's nothing. He doesn't have money in his pocket. The things that worry Africans are totally different. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That is why I know that you see this salvation that we have, especially us, it's working for us. I know this for sure because when we put our minds to, the way you put your mind to those things, can you just put your mind to the things of God? I beg you. That's just what I'm saying. I'm trying just to simplify my message. The way you put your mind to those things that you push for it, just put your mind here. Put your mind on the words of God. Settle here. The women say, settle me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Settle on the word of God. Everything that you desire is here. In the beginning, God created you in his own image and likeness. And he told you to do what? He says, subdue, dominate, replenish, multiply. He gave you those powers. Why? Because that is your original identity. The enemy came as a serpent to steal your identity. But Christ returned, and by the glory of God on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished. He reaffirmed, he reconciled you back to God, to your original identity. Now, I beg you in the name of God, stand in your rank and take authority in the name of Jesus. Stand in your rank. Do not be dissuaded. Do not allow yourself to be derailed. Now, I tell you something. It's a bit tricky, But I pray you have an understanding. Whether what you want, all the material blessings, whatever it is that your Heavenly Father has packaged in addition to your salvation, the packages that come with salvation, whether it is happening now or not, it is irrelevant. Pay attention. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is this. So far as you make heaven, that is the most important thing. So stay focused. Anything that appears to want to make sure you are not going to make heaven, run from those things. The time is short. The days are drawing very, very near. There are signs in the skies. There are things that are happening here and there. But do not pay attention to those things. You know why? Even though you are in this world, you are not of the world. You are not of the world. Praise be to God. One songwriter says, I am the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5. I'm talking on my identity in Christ. Our identity in Christ. Understanding your identity distinguishes you for greatness. Matthew chapter 5 from 13. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? He said, it thenceforth good for nothing. But what? To be cast out and to be what? Trodden on the foot of men. Go ahead, sir. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. Ask your neighbor, why are you hiding? Turn to your left and say, why are you hiding? For your information, that your neighbor is, even though they are fearfully and wonderfully made, it doesn't matter. Look them eyeball to eyeball. Don't be afraid of them. Sister, this is your neighbor here right now. You see? She's looking at me, you are looking at me, you turn to your neighbor. Your neighbor. Why are you hiding? You can turn to the left and say, why are you hiding? Now ask them a proper question. Why are you hiding your identity in Christ? Amen? Why are you hiding? What is your problem? If you come to church and you join the technical team, what will happen to you? If you come and you join the ushering department, what will happen? If you sing in the choir, what will happen? If you move the chairs, what will happen? Some of you come to church, you just sit down, people are struggling, and you're just sitting. You're in the Holy Ghost, you're praying, you're meditating. It is the same God that told us that the Spirit of the Lord will teach you all things and it will guide you. And then he says that when you serve the Lord, you get a reward for service, but you are meditating. Amen. Move the chairs. Some of your roommates, your colleagues, whatever, you know their situation. We're not, bring them to church, but at least you need to tell them God loves you. Are you praying with them? Praise the Lord. Nowadays, I don't even care who you are anymore. If you call me and you tell me anything, I don't even remember. I say it will not. You know, yesterday somebody called me and said, we're going somewhere. You know, I said, no. He said, in case something, I said, nothing will go wrong in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, take them there and bring them back safely in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't care whether they understand or not. I have prayed. Praise the Lord. I have what? I have prayed. And I know that they will return back safely in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. I talk to my colleagues, I talk to people. Sometimes I'm talking to, I have one of my brother there. I talk to him, I pray, and my wife is asking me, is he a Christian? I say, I don't care whether he's a Christian or not. I pray, that's it. I pray. He says amen, he doesn't say amen. I have said amen. Amen? I have what? I have said amen. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee we bow, every tongue we confess, until you begin to do these things, and it will surely begin to work for them, they will return back. Praise the Lord. Some of them is the systems in place that is causing them not to. Otherwise, they are coming close to you for a reason. Understand that God has placed you there for a reason. That is your identity. You boldly declare it. I remember Daddy Heaven in his previous office. There are things, they call him for it. They understand who, some of them connect, they watch. They know that it's God, the God that you serve. They understand your identity. They know, this one is different. And the reason is because he's a child of God. And they know what they bring to your table. They know. So when they are doing those, they don't come to you. They know this is your identity. You are Christ's ambassador. That's the summary of the message. As an ambassador, what do? You represent the nation or the country in which I've sent you on that mission. So if I'm an ambassador of Nigeria to the Netherlands, example I'm giving you, praise the Lord. You think God cannot do it? Hallelujah. Do I not look like an ambassador? Even as an ambassador of Christ? You understand? So when you serve God, he blesses you. Amen. Hallelujah. So as an ambassador of Christ, if they say I should go to the Netherlands now, so what do I do first? Eh? I represent Christ, sir. I represent Christ. That's the first thing you need to do. So when we came to Doha, we have Daddy told you a story about he went to the Catholic Church first. First, church. Where is the church? And I've met a lot of people in this country for the last 5 years, 10 years. They have not gone to church. Have you met people like that? I've met several people. They've not gone. They don't. Where is it? Is he even there? Even in Doha, as big as a religious complex and as open as the country is with us in such matters, people are still not aware that there is a place to gather. It's your assignment. It's your responsibility. That's why God placed you here to minister to them in this area. All you need to do is to invite them. Praise the Lord. I know how many of my colleagues here in the office that every day, nowadays, when I talk to them, I don't even beg them again. I tell them, you must come. You must what? You must come to church. And is there any other thing that we can do beyond this? Every Friday when I come here, that's the best of the best. Every other week, every other day of the week. Hallelujah. But this is the best of the best. And Christ's blessing is on me. So refuse to be confused concerning your identity. Praise the Lord. And understand that the power of knowing your identity in Jesus lies in your ability to refuse the lies of the enemy. Refuse the power to enjoy your identity is in your ability to refuse the lies of the enemy. You cannot make it. You will remain poor. You don't know who you are. Things are not working for you. No, refuse it. I know who I am. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I'm a city set upon a hill. I cannot be hidden. My light must shine. That scripture says, so let your light so shine so that others, when they see you, they will glorify your Father. That is the reason why you are Christ's ambassador. So as an ambassador, I said, when you go out, you behave. You have a Christ-like character. You talk in a manner as supposed a child of God. When they are quarreling and shouting, you should not be there. Your leg and your mind should tell you that this is now where I need to move away before they will now call you and make you a witness. And then you start stammering because you don't want to offend anyone. You don't want to offend the world. Praise be to God. So give yourself away so that God can use you. And how do you maintain your identity in Christ? Colossians chapter 3. How do you maintain your identity in Christ? First of all, turn with me to Colossians chapter 2 from 6. It says, so then, just as you receive, Colossians 2, 6, how to maintain. Remember, maintaining your identity in Christ is crucial for guaranteeing your good success in life. Colossians 2, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, maintaining your identity. As you have received, walk in him. And for those who have not received, it is important, crucial, mandatory that you receive him, that you may what? Have a new identity. Last Friday, Daddy was telling us, he said, you are a new being. You are not of the old. A new you is here by the mercies of God. Old things have passed away. New things have become. What is the new thing? A new identity. A new spirit. What spirit? The spirit of Christ that is walking in you. And it will guide you into all truth. Colossians chapter 2, 6, 7. It says, walk in him. 6. That's number 1. Maintain your identity. As you've received, walk in him. Number 2, 6, 7. No, 2, 7. Just move on. Next slide. Now, if you walk in Christ because you received, maintaining your identity in Christ, to maintain your identity in Christ, this is what you need to do. Receive Christ, number 1. I'll just go back again. Number 1, receive Christ. Number 2, walk in Christ. Number 3, be rooted and built up and established in faith. You receive, you walk in the newness of life. You be grounded, be rooted, and established in faith. And in that, you build your faith because you have been taught. Have you not been taught? You know, you build yourself. How? Because you have been taught. You abound with thanksgiving. You thank God for the gift of Christ as you have received. And as you're walking in it, you appreciate God every day. Father, I thank you because the new me will excel in the mighty name of Jesus. You said this year, I'm destined for the best. Lord, as I go out, you know, you build up your most holy faith. You pray, you speak. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The same Colossians chapter 3. One. Again, pay attention. How do you maintain your identity? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Now, if you have been risen with Christ, you have been risen. This connects with Colossians chapter 2, 6 down. Risen means you have received Christ, right? Since you have received Christ, he said, if you receive him, you walk in him. How do you walk in him? He says, seek those things that are above. That's how you walk in Christ. You seek the things that are above. Where what? Christ seated on the right hand of God. You receive Christ. You walk in Christ. How do you walk? You seek those things that are above. Why? Because you are walking in Christ. He said the things where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Two, sir. Maintaining your identity in Christ. Now, you seek the things that are above. You seek them. You look forward to it, right? And then now he says, set. Set means make up your mind. Set your affection on things above. As you seek, you set your affection. What is affection? Love, emotions. Hallelujah. Your love, your emotion, you set it. He says, you set your gaze. He says, looking up to what? Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So you set your gaze, your affection on things above. You remain heavenly conscious. You wake up and you are thinking of heaven. Not on things on earth. Why? Because you are in this world, but you are not of the world. Because your affection and your things, your mind is on things above. Three, sir. He said, for why? Why should you walk in him? Why should you maintain your identity? Because you are dead and your life is hid in Christ. Walking in him, your life, yourself. You are no longer you. Your life is, you know, this is Christ. You are inside. Four. Hallelujah. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Now, the sum total of why you must maintain and ensure your identity is secure is because when he shall appear, then you will appear with him in glory. This is a summary of it. The challenge is not that you do not know. You know that Christ came, he died for you and I, right? You know that he said it is finished on the cross of Calvary. Now, and you have a new identity. The challenge is the crisis that you have in your identity. And so because you have received him, you say, walk in him. You look up to God. You set your affection on the things above. The reason, because there's a glorious morning that he will appear. Then you will also appear with him in glory. Rise to your feet. You'll appear with him in glory. Somebody says, hallelujah. You appear with him in glory. Five. How do you walk in him? Five. How do you walk in him? Pay attention now. He said, mortify therefore your bodies. Hallelujah. Can you give us NIV, please? Please, sir. Hallelujah. Somebody with me? Because the challenge is the body. Is the body. Somebody say the challenge is the body. Somebody says the challenge is the body. The things of the flesh. He said, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Why? You are in this world, but you are not of the world. Because your affection is on the things above. Put to death your earthly nature, sexual immorality, every form of impurity, lust, evil desire, greed, which is what? What is idolatry? You are worshiping these things instead of, you cannot be hid in Christ. Walking in Christ, and you seek pleasures in these things. You have exchanged these things. The world has exchanged these things for Christ crucified. All that Christ did on the cross of Calvary, that's where the crisis comes. You cannot maintain because you are not seeking, you're putting your face and gaze in on things above, but you're giving room for all of this. You see, which is what? Idolatry. So Christ Jesus, by the Spirit of His, is saying, maintaining your identity in Christ to ensure and guarantee your supernatural breakthrough. He said, put to death these things. Put it back, sir. Put to death these things. Put to death what? Earthly nature. Behold, you are new. The old has gone. So walk in the newness of life. Forget about sexual immorality, all forms of impurities, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Six. If you go home, read Colossians chapter 2 and Colossians chapter 3. It's a summary of how you will sustain and maintain an understanding your identity in Christ. He said, because of this, the wrath of God is coming. The wrath of God is coming. Seven. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. All things, the life you once lived. Eight. But now you must read. To read means what? Put it. You get rid of it. Get rid of yourself, of such things as this. In another summary, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. He said, get rid of it. See, friendship is by choice. It's not by force. There are people that are toxic to this, your journey of heaven. Refuse to be friends with them. There are things that will endanger your success in making heaven. Put them away. It's not by force. All you want to do is to make heaven. Praise be to God. Are you here this morning? Lift up your hands because God is set to do a new thing in your life. There are people here who would want to. Can you just put that scripture for us again? 6 and 5. Who? 5 and 6. Say, read them. Read them. What is that? Anger. You know yourself. Oh, I really do not know you. But the Spirit of the Lord, it's here. And he sees your heart. He sees you, my sister. He sees you, my brother. He said, You do not belong. Whatever belongs to the earthly nature, you put it out. You are going to pray for yourself. Hallelujah. It is you and God. You want to settle it here. That from today, I will maintain my identity in Christ. I will walk in the newness of life. The salvation that I received today. Some of you, you will recant them. You will refuse the works of the enemy and everything that the enemy has put in your life, creating confusion that you do not know. You wake up and you think you don't know yourself. No, I beg you, sir and ma, you do know yourself. You are God's Christ ambassador. You are a child of God. By nature, God has designed for you to be so. Therefore, you are going to pray over yourself. Every form of sexual immorality, every impurities in my life, every lust, every evil desire, greed, which is replacing you, oh God, in my life, I put them away now in the mighty name of Jesus. I get rid of anger. I get rid of every form of anything that causes me to lose my faith and my focus in you. And today, I set my gaze upon heaven. I set my emotions and my affections on things that are above, no longer things on earth, in the name of Jesus. Begin to ask God for this. Speak to yourself. It is you and God. I am no longer involved with this. My own has, I've given the message as ordained by God. You need to speak to God, and I need you to talk to God. Heavenly Father, they ask you this morning, on behalf of the host of all the congregation, we are asking, oh Lord, that today we put aside, we get rid of every earthly nature, whatever we cause us not to make heaven, and create a confusion and identity crisis in our walk with you. Lord, we put them away now in the mighty name of Jesus. We put away every sexual immorality, every impurities, lust, evil desire, greed, or anything that replaces you. We remove them now, dislodge them, disconnect them, and we put you in the center of everything. Because Christ, you are at the center of everything. We believe in you, O Lord, and we believe and trust that you can do all things. And we ask in your name, oh God, that you change our story now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer and you today you are here and you know that you do not belong to Jesus and you want to join the children of the host of heaven by connecting and accepting the Lord as your personal Savior, why don't you all heads bow, just lift up your hands and I'll pray a short prayer with you and we move ahead in the name of Jesus. If you're here and the Lord has ministered to you and the Holy Ghost has touched your heart and you want to change your lifestyle and your ways, I would like to pray with you briefly as I call on our daddy in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands? Just lift up. Well, it's you and God. I'm not involved. Hallelujah. It is you and God. You have heard to maintain your identity and your walk with God. You need to put away every form of impurity, anger, hatred, anything, sexual impurity, sexual immorality, things that will not cause that we make you to lose heaven. Lift up your hands as I pray with you quickly. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these ones that are lifted up their hands. I pray in the name of Jesus that by your spirit, purify them in the name of Jesus. Wash them anew in Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you this hour. I ask in your mercy, forgive me, O Lord, for I have sinned. I change now by your spirit. Transform me, renew me, remove every form of impurities from my heart and replace it with your love in Jesus' mighty name. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Spirit of the living God, help me going forward to walk in my identity as Christ's ambassador. If you pray that prayer, amen, and the Lord bless you. You can see me right after the service and I'll pray again a short prayer with you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you ready? Begin to pray and say, Lord, help me in this journey that I will not be found wanting at the end of my journey here on earth. Begin to speak to God. Close your eyes and begin to speak to God. I need you to talk to the Lord sincerely. Father, I thank you for answered prayers. Thank you because from now I set my affection on things above in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Why don't you do it better for the glory of our Father? I say you can do it better. I believe we have people that will be setting their affection on the things from above. Men and women that will seek him at all times. The affection. Your affection. They never say your affection. What is your affection? Louder, say, what is your affection? Tell your neighbor, say, what is your affection? What are you seeking now? Tell your neighbor, say, what are you seeking? Like, please talk to that person again. What are you seeking? Can he, what is he telling you? He's seeking to go to America. That's all. Canada. UK. God bless you, sir. Thank you. What are they actually seeking? Amen. Atlantica. Atlantica. Some people want to go to Atlantica because your country is so bad that you want to go to Atlantica. You just want to leave. That's what you are seeking for. That's what you are seeking for. You are seeking the gold instead of seeking the God, the maker of the gold. When you seek God, the gold will come. Identity crisis. It's unfortunate that we have people today, they are living what is called double identity. What did I say? Double identity. We know it's his heart, he has preached to you. He can't even preach more because if you pour out what is in the heart, it cannot contain us and the time will not take us. I understand. He has to shorten the message. Double, what did I say? Double what? Are you sure you don't have a double identity? Ask that person, are you sure you don't have a double identity? You know, I know you. Tell that person, I know you. Double what? Identity. Double identity. Dual identity. Thank you. Praise God. Let's run away. The things we hear that people who don't know God are doing, we should be part of it. Why will your wife that has children, four children, three children for you be crying at home and you are with another woman in Doha? You forgot to even feed them. Your wife is reporting you to me. Double identity. Praise God. Praise God. Am I communicating? Pastor said it again. Idolatry. You say, no, you don't worship idol. But look at that verse. Amen. You don't worship what? Idol. But there are things you are worshiping. Greed alone is idolatry. Immorality is what? Idolatry. Lustful desire is what? Idolatry. And for this thing, the wrath of God is coming. Oh, the wrath of God. Thank you. The message of identity should be strong. I'm not telling you that I shouldn't. You should know where you belong. You move in the world, you walk in the world. But we don't belong to them. Praise God. I say, praise God. People should know you for who you are. That's all I'm saying. That's what we are saying. We're going to do the communion now. They should know you that you are a child of God. What are you looking for? You are looking for protection somewhere again and asking people to protect you. Don't worry. Even the man protecting you, his protection will fail. Double identity. What is happening? What's happening? I know some of you, when we finish here, God knows where you are going to be smoking and drinking. Double identity. Praise God. Praise God. Those stories are not good. I was told that somebody's name in the church is different and his name outside is different. Praise God. In the church, we know him as Peter, but outside, he's known as John. So when you call him that brother Peter, they will say, no, we don't have, no, that person outside, we know him as John. It's not your John, don't worry. Praise God. That's what is happening. Praise God. Am I communicating to someone? Please stop it. Tell nobody, stop this. Stop this practice. Huh? People are looking onto you. What I said, People, I'm looking unto you. I'm sorry. I've been there. We've all been there. We'll all be there. You can overcome in the name of Jesus. Put your hands on your head right now. You're going to pray the same prayer. We pray right briefly. God, I refuse the lies of the devil. I will not bow down to the packages of the devil. Come on, please, let's pray this prayer. Say, I refuse to the lies of the devil. Come on, louder. Say, I refuse to the lies of the devil. I refuse to bow down to the packages of the devil. From this moment, I stand in my rank. I know my identity. From henceforth, I will serve God. I will worship God. I will glorify God. In Jesus' precious name, I declare so to my body and to my soul and to my spirit. This body, you will serve God. You will love God from henceforth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. That this body, deliver this body that is leading me unto sin. Thank you for serving me. Come on, shout it better. Amen. You all pray that prayer. So it's not about both only believer or unbeliever. Shout aloud that amen. We have to. Any day he can come. We're going to take the communion already? All right. Communion. Choir. Let's do that. We're going to take the communion. We are made to understand that in the first book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verses 28 says, examine yourself. Can you project that there? While we take this communion, get ready for the communion. The communion to believe and trust God that you know who you are, your identity in Christ. We'll do it quickly, please. And then we continue the lyrics of the worship. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 says, examine yourself. Test yourself. Test your motives. Examine your motive. Examine who you are. That is about your identity. So before you partake in this, we've got 11 friends. He said, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread. Examine yourself before you eat this bread or drink of this. That's all I can ask you. Examine if you are able to do it. If you don't, you know who you are. No need to partake. Because if you go to verse 29, you will understand that it's not just taking communion. Be careful. Verse 29, what did he say? For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord, eats and drinks judgment on himself. Don't take judgment on your life. Identity. Don't take what? Judgment on your life. You can't change this world. Praise God. Eats what? And drinks what? Judgment on himself. Then verse 30. Then we'll begin to. That is why. Did you hear this one? You see the reason now. Judgment brings what? That is why many among you. Come on, I know you cannot read this one now. Let's read it confidently. 1, 2. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. So some of your sickness is taking the body of Christ unworthily. So that's why you pray and lay hand on you. The sickness is not going. Repent. Thank you. What I said? Repent. Shout aloud, amen. Father, we thank you as we partake in this. Glorify yourself. We ask for your mercy and your forgiveness. We ask for your cleansing power in Jesus' precious name. All right, let's do.
God can wash away my sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. God can make me whole again,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
Verse says, after the same manner he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Can we partake together? Whatever you are trusting God, whatever you are trusting God for this month, the areas and the battles you are facing, this is the hour for the workings of the communion. You need strength to carry you through. The grace is released. What your ability could not do, the disability comes on you. Father, make way for your children. The communion made way for the sons and the daughters of the Most High God from their tax master. The communion delivered them from their tax master. The communion gave them favor. I pray that God, as we partake in this communion, let your healing power come upon everyone in the precious name of Jesus. I declare the sick shall be healed. Physically, you shall be healed. Financially, you shall be healed. Emotionally, you shall be healed. Economically, receive your divine touch in the name of Jesus. That communion that guarantees the children of the victory. Songs of praise, and they came out with joy. I pray the same dimension of power that came over there shall come over you in the name of Jesus. You are free and set free in Jesus' precious name.